Video: NYPD cop placed in headlock while trying to disperse crowd. By Catherine Rodriguez on July 12, 2020. A pair of New York City Police Department officers were trying to disperse a crowd at a Bronx street corner when a thug allegedly placed one of the cops into a headlock, according to a disturbing video. But despite the fact that there are two trained officers at the scene, neither officer can use a headlock maneuver when arresting someone, according to the latest city council bill. If caught doing so, even in self-defense, would be a misdemeanor offense in New York. The video from the Sergeants Benevolence Association, SBA, showed two officers surrounded by an angry, taunting crowd when a man they were trying to arrest placed one of the officers in a headlock. "Fuck him up. Fuck him up," shouted an unidentified man who filmed the fight as the suspect squeezed his right arm around an officer's neck. The suspect's grip lasted for 4 seconds before the cop hit the ground. The suspect then released the headlock and dashed off. "They smoke you, pussy." The man filming is then heard taunting, "You just got smoked, pussy." The New York Post reported that the cop who had been placed in a headlock that night on July 1, when the video was taken, suffered a gash to his head that required staples to fix. The suspect is a known gang member who turned himself in a week after the incident to the 46th Precinct, where the brawl took place, according to the Post. He appeared at the precinct with his lawyer in a copy of the video, which showed the cop lunging at the suspect before the headlock began. But the video did not show what caused the officer to lunge, which was the suspect allegedly kicking an officer's body camera down the street after it fell off one of the cop's uniforms. The suspect wound up being released without charges pending further investigation by the Bronx District Attorney's Office. The NYPD was disappointed that the individual was not charged initially, an NYPD spokesperson said. "The violence against the police officer speaks for itself. We are now in discussions with the district attorney regarding the case."